Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Dick Tucker. I'm representing, and I stand here before you as the second youngest international member and definitely the smallest. Not me personally, but our organization. The Force Foundation is a member of the WBU, the French Union, the French-speaking Union of the Blind, the Latin American Union of the Blind, IFLA, and the director was a founder member of DAISY. Our objectives are to assist in the development of libraries and resource centers for the blind in developing countries. Our areas were very specifically chosen when we were set up 7 years ago. We work in Southeast Asia, Latin America, Africa, and the former Soviet Union. In the 7 years that we've been working, we have initiated or assisted in the development of more than 75 projects, from Siberia to South Africa, from Vietnam to Venezuela. I said we're one of the smallest organizations because we have but 3 field officers and a half-time secretary. We have recently established a fundraising office in Germany, and we're in the process of opening a fundraising office in the UK, both of whom will have one person running them. We have a small budget, but because our objectives are only to assist in the access to literature, we're only working on libraries for the blind. We know there are many other aspects, but our colleague organizations are busy with those. We can target the money that we have got very precisely. Moreover, the more we can share our development with others, the greater value there is for our euro or our dollar. So therefore, our keynote and what we want to bring to you today is a word that's been mentioned by almost all the people speaking on this podium before me, and that is partnership. Our projects start, first of all, with partnership with local organizations or institutions. And I'm happy to see that many of the institutions with whom we work and have worked are represented here in the hall today by members of the WBU. And thanks to you all for being such wonderful and motivating people. Because any project we're involved in has to be a local project. It has to have local ownership. And it is the local institution which has to guarantee its continuity. We can't and won't. We have partnership with international organizations, and I'm very happy that, I must say, some of our projects could not go ahead were it not for the chance we are given to share projects with CBM, the French Union-speaking Union of the Blind, Sight Savers, and increasingly with the partners in the DAISY Consortium. Thirdly, we're partners with a hidden group of partners. You don't see them as institutions, but they're absolutely crucial. And those are the institutions in France, UK, and the Netherlands, and within the DAISY Consortium, who lend us trainers. We have terrific support from these people. We can be setting up a course. We put out a call for a trainer, and although we pay travel and accommodation costs for people, it's the institutions around the world, and particularly in Europe, who provide free and graciously their top experts, and we have had some really super people. And the fourth class of partner that we deal with are the donors. Because although we have our own budget each year, we increasingly have to go out to find money for specific projects. We have donors, both private and public, and now we're getting increasing funding from government agencies. I think they're beginning to believe that we can do our work. Why do we do all this? Why do we knock ourselves out traveling and working with particularly the less well-off parts of the developing world? Because we believe passionately that without access to information, there's little chance of education. And you all are aware of the potentials of not having an education. Without access to information, we are all doubly handicapped. Libraries for the Blind and those active production units are your gateway to learning and knowledge. You've heard a great deal from the people who preceded me here about how that knowledge is being integrated into society, how the technologies are being employed. And we are proud, from the FAST Foundation, to be a small, but we hope, significant part of their development. Thank you, and greetings from our FAST Foundation.
And so you see how these three international partners, the IFLA Libraries for the Blind section, the DAISY Consortium, and the FAST Foundation, are working in total harmony with the World Blind Union, all in the common area of the right to read, access to information to read. And what is happening is that the World Blind Union has earned great expertise in copyright, and we need to use that with, in partnership with IFLA and DAISY and FORCE, to respond to that question that was tabled this morning from Norway as to what help can be given to the national members of the World Blind Union. As I said at the beginning, I was asked a few months ago to bring together these partners and to develop liaison between them in the court of this whole area of copyright and access to information, and this is what we're going to do on the liaison committee if we are reconstituted on Saturday at the executive. There is a big job to do, and I pledge the future work of the committee if we are brought together and if I am invited to work with this committee. I pledge that we will really take all of the knowledge that is coming out of David Mann's work on copyright at WIPO and turn it into a real campaign pack. We will work in different. We will strive hard to deliver it in different languages so that it really can be universally applied. Earlier this afternoon, Ben Lindqvist said, work with your governments. This gives us a supreme opportunity to work, to campaign with the right people in governments, to work alongside librarians in our own countries, to really advocate, lobby hard. My committee will work to serve you, the national delegations, and to provide you with campaign materials that are appropriate, easy to understand, and friendly to use, so that you will be able to go straight into action early in 2005. That is my pledge, and I know that the friendship, the partnership between the international members of the World Blind Union will make that possible and a success, if you want it. So that is the end of the official international members bringing their greetings and sharing their commitment to the Union. We as a group privileged in the last quadrennium to work and to serve President Kiki, and we have done that wherever we have been asked to, wherever there has been the opportunity to. And the international family commits itself to work with William and with his presidential team in ways that are appropriate and required and open to us so to do.